Studying abroad is often described as a seminal experience in a student's development, but this summer, less than a 0.5% of UL Lafayette students will participate in the study abroad program. For those students who will not be going, cost remains the largest issue. Prices for the summer programs range from about $3,000 for a week and a half in Costa Rica to $7,200 for 6 weeks in Italy. That's before spending money, but it does include tuition, airfare, lodging, some meals, course materials, and most entrance fees to places like museums and state parks. So what about the 87 students who are going?
I'm excited. You know, just being able to see all these things you see, like in the books that we're reading for school and, you know, on the internet, seeing them in real life, I think is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Emily Klein is a senior international business major participating in this summer's Italy program. And though there's hardly a dispute over the relevance of an international education, for public university students facing rising tuition, is the price justified?
So I would definitely say it's an investment. And as you talk to students, many of them will tell you they're still paying for it. They've been there 5 years ago. It's still on their credit card and they're paying for it, and they don't care because they've benefited from it.
Dr. Gwen Fontenot is the head of UL Lafayette's marketing department. She's been involved with study abroad since 2006 and is the current site director for the Italy program. As a professor and a former business owner, she has witnessed the benefits of a study abroad education.
It's an icebreaker when they get into an interview. They put it on their resume. It's the first thing that somebody, a recruiter, looks at and starts to talk to them about.
This year, the study abroad program will award only $5,000 in scholarships, affecting an even smaller fraction of students.
We have fewer students going abroad than many, many institutions that would be considered peer.
Dr. Jordan Kelman is the dean of UL Lafayette's College of Liberal Arts. He and Fontenot are both members of the Study Abroad Committee. Kelman insisted that money is not the program's sole obstacle.
Some of it is perception on the part of students. Study abroad is often perceived as an expensive luxury. It's perceived as something that other people, but not me, would do. People often think that the language barriers would prevent them from fully engaging and benefiting in the experience. None of these things has to be true.
But Klein even found a way to turn the cost of the program into something positive.
Going to Italy this summer actually allows me to graduate earlier.
Klein said the money she'll save on tuition and rent will more than make up for the cost of the trip. And regardless of the circumstances, Fontenot and Kelman agree they've never heard a student say they regretted studying abroad. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jared Perriot.